Don Bolduc, Republican running in the U.S. Senate race. And his opponent, of course, is incumbent Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan. Thanks for being with us, sir.
Hey, it's great to be in studio with you, Jack. Thank you, and my best to your listeners.
You know, it's interesting. We're going to hear from, I meant to mention, I apologize, Neil Levesque is following you coming up. He's the pollster, Institute of Politics, St. Anselm College. Came out with a poll, and this is interesting. It has a barometer on issues, but in the much-talked-about race, in your race, U.S. Senate, there's a couple ways you could do headlines. You could say the Democrat incumbents running for re-election to Congress, the two districts in the U.S. Senate, have a lead in these polls. But the other headline you could do is they're under 50%. What's your reaction? I know polls are a snapshot in time, but how do you feel where you're at in this race?
Well, we feel very good. You know, I mean, we've done more in 36 hours than Senator Hassan has done in 36 weeks on the campaign trail. I mean, we're out there. She's hiding because, quite frankly, she can't defend what she's done to Granite Staters over the last 5.5+ years as a U.S. senator to the economy, fiscal irresponsibility, crime, safety and security of Americans and Granite Staters. You know, people are making choices between heating and eating. Retirees are coming out of retirement to get second jobs, to get another jobs, to be able to pay bills. It is, very, very dismal out there, and it's going to get worse because we know that electric bills are going to go up in December, and people are just going to experience more and more hardship
right
under the decisions that she made. So I think this is indicative, these polls are indicative of the tough spot that she's in and the other Democrats are in. And we got a strong Republican ticket this time, and we're unified, and that is really scary to the Democrats.
Now, Neil Levesque said in the same poll, I don't want to overrate this poll because there's other ones that show the race even tighter, I believe. You can cite whatever you want because you're also going to talk about, I believe, your campaign is announcing some town hall meetings. But Levesque said that if the Democrats can make this all about abortion and Donald Trump, they have a better chance against you. But if the Republicans can make it about Joe Biden, inflation, electricity rates, food costs, and the economy, you have a chance there. Or they're vulnerable. Do you agree?
Well, yes, I agree with that. And, you know, abortion is an important issue. But, you know, she's out there with ads and flyers lying about my position. And let's make it clear here. I do not support a federal ban. I support the New Hampshire law. And it is now a state issue. And she needs to wake up to the fact that it is a state issue. And she needs to start focusing on those things that I hear Granite Staters talking about on the campaign trail and have for over 2 years now in every town and city where she has not gone and she will not go and she just doesn't have enough time.
Right.
And it's the economy, it's fiscal responsibility, and it's safety and security, and more importantly, the future of our children and grandchildren.
Let me ask you this. I would think, and I'm not the analyst, I have those coming up after you're on to talk about these polls and where these races are at, including the governor's race, First District Congressional race. We just had Chris Pappas on yesterday to begin the show in this slot, Democrat incumbent Caroline Leavitt, and of course, Ann Custer's second congressional district. We'll have Bob Burns, and we'll get them on this in the next few days. My question for you is, I would think that if you're in the Hassan camp for a moment, and you're a former two-term governor, which, you know, is household name recognition, two terms, and a one-term senator of almost 6 years, and what have they spent, $20, $30 million pounding the message and pounding you, I would think you'd want to be over 50% in these polls with a month to go.
Well, you would think that's where you would be. But unfortunately, for them, the people are focused on the hardships they're experiencing, the fact that they can't balance health care and heating and eating costs and all these things that are pounding them right now. And look, it's going to get colder, and it's going to get colder fast. And we have seniors that are going to be worried about how they're going to keep themselves warm, how they're going to put food on the table. And if you just go to the grocery store and you walk around and you see
right
how people are filling their baskets and what they're doing, and when you get up to that cash register, I mean, it is a shock when you get everything
right
rolled up. And some people have to take stuff out of consideration.
I was in Hannaford, actually. A younger shopper didn't quite have enough, and the guy ahead of me, we both were going to just throw a 10 or 20 down to help him or her.
Exactly.
Hey, let me switch gears real quick, because I want to ask you about your town hall stuff and how you're going to kind of combat the senator with the millions they have and the paid advertising. But one of the ads that Senator Hassan's been turned to and pivoting recently, because a lot of it is about messaging, let's face it, how campaigns message at the presidential level, the gubernatorial, the Senate, congressional, talking about the border security and law enforcement, and that Senator Hassan has been good on border security. Yesterday, the governor, because the federal request was to send National Guard troops from New Hampshire down to the southwest border. If you watch the national news media or listen to this administration, there's no crisis at the southwest border. And yet, I did a special last Wednesday, the state of addiction in New Hampshire, where the DEA talked about the crisis at the southwest border. Fentanyl pouring into this country. Yesterday, we heard the story that John Delaney broke last week that these, like, Skittle-looking rainbow fentanyl candies are going to start showing up to get more young kids hooked on fentanyl. As Senator Hassan, if you look at the ads with law enforcement touting her record, Border Patrol, has she done a good job on border security of the southwest border? Because the ad would say she's done terrific.
No, she's done a terrible job. She sits on the Homeland Security Committee, as we all know. She allowed and sat back while they took Protect the United States of America out of the mission statement of Homeland Security. We have the worst Homeland Security that we've had, you know, in decades. It's terrible. Fentanyl, human trafficking, other illicit trafficking of weapons, talking to the police all over this state. You know, they're telling me that you know, they're getting an influx. It's flooding in here. And, hey, we got Halloween coming up, and we're going to be very vigilant as to the candy going in our grandchildren's, Halloween baskets, because, you know, this is a huge danger. And I'm warning my grandchildren, and so is my son and their mother. And they're saying, hey, listen, don't take colored candies from anybody except Mimi, Bubba, and Mom and Dad.
Isn't that sad?
This is sad,
yeah,
right? This is where we're at, and it's all her fault. There's nobody else that you can attribute this to except for her when you're looking to fix, you know, to fix blame. And, you know, one thing polls can't do, Jack, it can't measure hard work. And I am a hard worker, and I've demonstrated that.
I want to come back. Republican, you're listening to Republican U.S. Senate candidate Don Baldock live in our studios. We'll get Senator Hassan on soon, hopefully in the next few days. GMI Studios, Good Morning New Hampshire, The Pulse of an Age. I want to ask you this. One thing that the Democrats, the state Democrats and the Hassan campaign have been hitting you relentlessly on are things you've said. And they've said things that you basically have said these things that you've had to dial back or then wordsmith later. You know, whether it was about the last election or abortion debate. You know, for example, the line, get over it. When you're talking about that in the WMUR interview about Senator Hassan and Roe v. Wade, or the other day, they put out a press release, the Democrats, you said something about if you go to Congress, you're going to grow a pair, and they kind of hit you on that. Are there things you've said that you would dial back or regret, or do you feel that they're just kind of trying to make, you know, gold out of hay of what you've said? In other words, are there things you regret that you want to kind of bring back, or do you feel what you've said is what you said?
No, what I said is what I've said, and if I have dialed back on anything, it's a recognition that I either made a mistake or I could have said something differently. I don't know why that is such a problem for people, because that's what we want. Nobody's perfect. Nobody ever says anything perfect, including her. And so, you know, when somebody comes forward and says, hey, listen, you know, here's a clarification, we should accept it for that. But instead, we don't. And they use it. Hey, listen, my comment, Jack, about get over it was this. This is a federal issue. This is not a federal issue anymore pertaining to abortion. It is a state issue. So Maggie Hassan needs to get over it. So what they do, they splice that and they use it and they manipulate it in an ad. All she can do is lie, because I have no record of doing, taking advantage of people and doing the wrong thing or voting the wrong way. She does. And it's consistent 100% of the time, and so on and so forth. Look, she won't even debate me, Jack. Don't we have a debate coming up here?
Well, I was going to ask you, you put out a list of debates. We're planning to do one, yes. I'm going to do one final invite to the Hassan campaign, because she's limiting, they've limited the number of media debates, not forum, media debates. And I think media debates, radio in particular, are a great forum. So my answer is yes. We're in the next week or two, we're going to do an hour. I hope she's here. We're doing the gubernatorial debate next Tuesday, the 11th at 9 a.m., Democrat Tom Sherman, Republican Governor Chris Sununu. So how are you getting out there? Are you getting out on debates? Are you getting out on what's the town hall plan?
Well, we have seven debates. We have a town hall every day. My next town hall is tonight in Auburn. We had a 300 crowd, 300 people yesterday at our town hall in Keene. It was just, absolutely awesome. The day before that, we were in Hudson. I'm hitting small businesses. We hit three of them yesterday. We hit two the day before. We're going to continue to do this because she has hurt small businesses. Look what happened up in Colebrook, 180 workers laid off from a business that she has taken credit for helping. But now, going into the wintertime with this high inflation and high energy costs, 180 people in Colebrook don't have a job. She needs to account.